The shoreline of Monroe County's Lake Lemon is shrinking. Increasing sediment runoff is a threat to recreation as shallow water limits where people boat and swim. As WFIU's Becca Costello reports, the Lake Lemon Conservancy District is taking action to increase the life of the man-made lake.
Sitting on their back porch on the southeastern shore of Lake Lemon, Jesse and Carol Trueblood look out over the water where they've been bringing their family for more than three decades. It's not just a familiar place to spend summer vacations. Their son grew up here, and eventually...
he proposed to his now wife on the boat with the fireworks in the background.
Jesse has been coming to the lake long enough to see how it's changed through the years.
I miss the access that used to be here when all of this was navigable. Everything up to the trees was navigable, and now most of what you see here is not.
That's because of all the sediment that gets washed into the lake from creeks and other tributaries. It's a problem that all man-made bodies of water have to deal with. For Lake Lemon, most of that sediment comes from a tributary that empties out near the Trueblood's house. The sediment settles on the bottom of the lake, and it's forming a delta that's been growing since the lake was built 64 years ago. The only way to remove the soil once it's at the bottom of the lake is to dig it up through a process called dredging. Right now, the Conservancy District uses an excavator on top of a barge, and it's pretty slow going. James Van Tassel is the operations supervisor and lake biologist for the Lake Lemon Conservancy District. He took me out on the lake to point out where the problems are the worst.
And mostly what we've been doing is dredging access channels and getting people's docks in deeper water so that they can get out and access the lake. During that time, you know, the rest of the lake is still shallowing up where that delta is forming.
There's enough sediment deposited into the lake each year to fill almost 3,000 dump trucks. And right now, the Conservancy District is only removing about a third of that each year.
If you could just bear with us for a few more minutes.
Last week, lakefront property owners packed into the Bloomington City Council chambers to hear what the Conservancy District wants to do. The district presented a number of options, ranging from dredging access channels only to the most dramatic, dredging the entire lake. A complete dredging would be effective, but it creates an additional problem. Where to put all that dirt brought up from the bottom of the lake? Van Tassel says the best option is more measured, dredging just the east end near Bean Blossom Creek and using some of the sediment to build berms, long, low walls sticking out from the shore that would direct new sediment flow into specific areas.
You know, over time, it'll make it easier for us to consolidate that sediment and clean it out. Rather than having it kind of scatter all throughout the lake.
Either way, the district needs to invest in faster, more efficient dredging equipment. Hydraulic dredges can continuously dig and pump the sediment through a pipe to a dump site miles away. Strategic Planning Committee member Malcolm McClure says they got to see this equipment in action at a lake in Ohio, where a hydraulic dredge dug up about 300,000 cubic yards of dirt in just 1 year.
That's 30 years worth of dredging from the way we're doing it, okay? So it's much more effective.
But that equipment is expensive. Dredging the whole lake would cost $8 million over the next 4 years. The more limited option would cost close to $1.4 million. And McClure addressed the revenue concern on a lot of people's minds.
The big question, will we have to raise taxes? The correct answer, we don't know yet.
Not everyone is happy about that possibility, especially since the new revenue would be spent almost exclusively on the east end of the lake. But Van Tassel stresses if left unchecked, the shrinking shoreline will eventually reach the western part of the lake as well.
A lot of people, I don't think, realize how much we're losing and how quickly we're losing it. It's just going to keep creeping west, so you're just slowly losing it from the east to the west.
Back on the southeastern shore with Jesse and Carol Trueblood, you can see the evidence. Driftwood sitting on dirt out in the middle of the lake where you'd expect several feet of water. The Truebloods can't do all the things they used to on Lake Lemon, even though they've paid a couple $1,000s out of pocket for some dredging near their property. But they see it as a worthwhile investment if it means they can keep bringing their family to Lake Lemon for the next few decades.
Whatever it takes to bring the lake back to life, we're all for it.
For WFIU News, I'm Becca Costello.